Columbia residents will vote Tuesday on whether or not to give the city the option of considering roll carts or other automated trash collection options. KBIA's Ryan Levy breaks down the issue.
A yes vote means no, and a no vote means maybe. That might be the easiest way to explain Proposition 1, which will allow residents to express their feelings on roll carts at the ballot box after years of public debate. A yes vote on Proposition 1 would lock in Columbia's current bag-based trash collection system and prevent the city from considering roll carts or other trash collection options. Supporters of the proposition say that roll carts would increase city costs, threaten the independence of some residents who can't manage roll carts on their own, and negatively impact recycling efforts. Opponents of the proposition say that voting no on Tuesday will allow the city to explore different options. Michael Trapp is the city councilman from the 2nd Ward, as well as the chairperson of the Committee for Roll Cart Choice.
A no vote would allow us the possibility to bring in experts to look at our system and to devise something that's going to be safer for our workers and less expensive for our ratepayers and better for our planet.
Trapp says worker safety concerns with the current system pushed him to his current position, but that he's sympathetic to concerns of elderly residents and residents with disabilities who might not be able to independently use roll carts. That's why he supports a hybrid system that would allow residents to choose between keeping the bags they currently use or adopting roll carts. Trapp says that a no vote is not a vote for roll carts and that there is no support on the council for a total change towards roll carts. The initiative is appearing on Tuesday's presidential primary ballot because city law requires propositions to be placed on the next available polling date after a petition is received. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Levy.